This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Justin from Bremerton is. Justin, are you there?
I sure am. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
No time like the present. Let's get it.
Yeah. How many cups are in a quart?
8.
No.
4.
Correct. What country was the late crocodile hunter Steve Irwin from?
Australia.
Correct. Who plays Astra Dietz in the newly released movie Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice?
Winona Ryder.
No.
Pass.
What NFL team did Jason Kelce play for?
Philadelphia Eagles. They're my team. Go Birds.
Whoa, correct. Madonna kissed Britney Spears and what other singer at the 2003 MTV VMAs?
Repeat the question.
Madonna kissed Britney Spears and what other singer at the 2003 MTV VMAs?
Ooh, Christina Aguilera.
Yes. What fast food chain tells us that you rule?
Burger King.
Yes. What Western state is officially known as the Silver State?
Utah.
No.
Nevada.
Correct. Karen, Will, and Jack are all characters on what sitcom?
Will and Grace.
Correct. What does the I stand for in a SIM card?
Image.
No. Justin, you got 7 correct, though.
Boom. That was enough to tie earlier.
It was. Do you think it's going to be enough to beat him this time?
I feel like it's going to be Justin.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Danny, what do you think?
Positivity.
Nah, it's Steve all day long.
Oh.
Yeah, look at him. Look at Steve. He's walking in here. He's going to beat. He's going to beat him.
I'm going to start off strong. I like the Seahawks.
You guys
keep it going.
Such a bromance.
Yeah.
I thought you said, like, start off strong, like, in the beginning of their game yesterday, and I was like, were we watching the same game? But I get what you mean.
Yeah,
they finally won.
And I figured it out, but yeah.
It took them a little bit, though.
I'm going to try not to throw a ball to an area where there's not a single Seahawk player.
Dude!
That was the weirdest thing, but that's a whole other thing.
Steve, are you ready?
And the safety. Forget about it. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go, Hawks.
How many cups are in a quart?
Oh, crap. 4?
Wow, yes. What country was the late crocodile hunter Steve Irwin from?
Australia.
Yes. Who plays Astra Dietz in the newly released movie Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice?
Oh, man. She plays Wednesday.
Yep.
Jenna Ortega.
Wow, correct. What NFL team did Jason Kelce play for?
The Eagles.
Yeah. Madonna kissed Britney Spears and what other singer at the 2003 MTV VMAs?
Christina Aguilera.
Somehow I knew you would know that.
Of course I did.
What fast food chain tells us that you rule?
Oh, it always confuses me when they say that when I drive up, because then it's another voice after I give them my order. It's Burger King.
What Western state is officially known as the Silver State?
California?
No.
Nevada?
Correct. Karen, Will, and Jack are all characters on what sitcom?
Three's Company.
No.
Oh. Jack, Carol, and Will show?
No.
Will be gone.
No. What does the I stand for in SIM card?
Interface?
No.
Internet?
No.
Image?
No. Steve, wow. You got 7 correct, which is another tie. 7-7.
Is Justin, it Will and Grace?
It is Will and Grace. I even said Will.
I know. Once I said whatever I said at the end, Will and Friends or something like that, I was like, probably Will and Grace, you idiot.
Yeah, and Justin did get that one correct.
Oh, good for him. Nice job, Justin.
I know. I was like, I was going to put Grace in there too, and I was like, I can't do that because I already have Will in there. One that you both got incorrect. What does I stand for in SIM card?
Information?
No.
Oh, I figured it was.
Identity.
Ooh.
Subscriber identity module.
Wow.
That's one of those things that you never think of.
No, I just call it a SIM card. Yeah.
Right? You never think of why or what it stands for, but now you know. Congrats on tying.
2 times today.
Wow.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent.
Dude, that's with next month.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
We got to get our costumes figured out.
We sure do. Godsmack and Hailstorm are on the bill. And if you want to go VIP, we have your shot at scoring VIP tickets. All you have to do is sign up to donate blood at the Showwear Center this Friday with Bloodworks Northwest. We have all the info at KISW.com, and you do need a reservation to make it happen. And you'll be entered for a chance to win those VIP tickets, Rockaholics. And now we have a simple question for you. The most simple of questions, but we need for you to call us up right now, 206-803-ROCK. And all we ask is that you are a Seahawks fan. And we promise it is a simple question.
So just texted in saying Seahawks suck. They probably shouldn't call.
206-803-ROCK. Your calls after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, the Seahawks won their season opener at home 26-20 over the Denver Broncos. And it was the debut of our new head coach, Mike McDonald.
Yes.
And I didn't get to watch the whole game, but it wasn't a pretty game. It was a win, but the offense struggled in the beginning. In fact, Geno summed it up best himself during a post-game interview.
Yeah, I think that was about as ugly as you could start a game for us. You know, we got to get better at that for sure.
Yeah, it was tough when you give up a sack right away and then an interception. Granted, like, they were coming for him right off the get-go. But thankfully, they figured it out. They made the adjustments, and things were a lot better as the game went on. Well, the third quarter was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That was the quarter to watch, where Kenneth Walker was just going bonkers out there.
So this does lead us to want to ask a simple question of our Rockaholic 12s. And that question is this. Seahawks fans, how are you feeling? And we're going to start with Eric in Kirkland. Eric, how are you feeling about these Hawks?
Feeling super optimistic about the Hawks. I'm saying start with one and end up with 17 wins this year.
So just win them all. Stack them up, baby. Let's go.
One step at a time.
How, dude, I have to say, like, I don't know how you were feeling, but, like, you know, I think the big question was, how's this defense going to be? I mean, obviously, McDonald's known for being a defensive-minded guy. But defense sucked last year, and then seeing how they were this year was like, I mean, one game. I know it's too soon to tell, but that's all we could base it on. And based on that one game, they looked phenomenal.
Right? Defense is what Seahawks are made of, have been, and they make championships. So if they can make their defense this year, I can see that. I can see the championship.
Let's go, Hawks.
That's some serious optimism right there. I love it. I'm all about it.
Do you think it's like Legion of Boom round 2?
I don't think that's fair to say.
It's
but
too
it was
early.
But it was fun seeing like Witherspoon run around. It was fun also seeing Reek Woolen look more like his rookie season as opposed to his sophomore season. Again, it's all based on one game. The one thing I do want to give a hard time about our coach is awesome. I'm loving him. Well, first of all, I keep notes on my notepad because I'm like, I'll forget some stuff. So sometimes I like to write down notes. Can you read the first note that I put on there This is the first thing that I wrote about Coach McDonald when they kept showing him before the game started.
Coach's nipples. Cut glass with those things.
Did you see those?
No.
The turkeys were done during that game.
You know, Steve, I was not paying attention to the nipples. I was looking at the actual game, okay?
Well, the game hadn't started yet. They're just like, hey, here's Coach McDonald. I'm like, boys, his turkeys are done.
He was just a little excited out there,
but
you know?
I love after the game. He did have a good joke, but I do love the fact that he regurgitated it in different situations. So here he is in the press conference talking about the game, and he had this to say. If it plays.
Great win. Started just like we wanted it to start. Drew it up that way. Just wanted some adversity there. But
which I thought was really funny. So then he goes on King 5 later on, and he's being interviewed by Paul Silvey and Walter Jones. They do a great job with the fifth quarter, and then this happened.
Congratulations on the big win, but what's it feel like?
There's a lot of emotions. I mean, I'd say the number one thing is just being proud of our guys. You know, I mean, the way we hung in there, I was telling you, it's exactly how we wanted to start the game. We planned it that way. And no, but I mean, the guys hung in there. We were poised. Just so proud of our guys. And the atmosphere was electric. It was quite a day. It was a great day.
It was awesome. And then Walter Jones did have a really good question where he showed a lot of love for the fans.
Hey, talk about the bid in front of these 12s. You know what I'm saying? No preseason, but now you got a real game. How did it feel?
They stuck with us the whole time, just like everybody told me. So we got the best fans in the world. I mean, it's...
That's how you endear yourself to this team, you and your strong nipples.
Let's go Hawks.
Yeah.
Now, we know you're a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of its chorus? Prove that to us, and you'll win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out, you're gonna get shook.
It's time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd.
Oh, man.
Say good morning to Mark from Tacoma, who is playing for those tickets today. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
All right, Mark, you've got to get both of these songs right to win the prize. The first song, you'll be on your own kind of a little bit. And then the second one, this is where you can get shook because a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you will lose and caller 9 will get the tickets. So let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
Wheel spinning. Just passed my name. Now it's on Taryn's name. I think it's going to stay on T-Dog herself.
Me.
Yes, fresh off of Bike MS.
All right, Mark, here is your first song.
One more time. Sounds like Rob Zombie.
That is correct.
Yes.
Do you need a hint for the song?
Dracula.
Got it. Yeah. Didn't need the hint.
Yeah. All right, Gary, it's on you.
No pressure.
Do not
ruin the Christmas miracle that could be Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Courtesy of Rob Zombie.
My wife has always wanted to see them, so this is awesome. Her opportunity. Yeah. And it's our 24th wedding anniversary today.
Wow. Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. What do you have planned other than telling her you just won tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Well, that would be good. No, we're going to the fair with you guys, but it's going to be later. We're going to go see Theory of Dead Man.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah. They're playing tonight.
It's a big day.
Yeah, at the fair.
All right, Danny, give me my clip. Oh, boy. Can you play that again?
I think I might be able to help. Isn't, like, the band's name, the second part of their name, another term for $100?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is it Breaking Benjamin? And the song is there a girl's name in it?
Yeah.
The Diary of Jane.
Let's go. Yeah.
Thank you for the assist on that, Nick.
I felt like I'm not even a big Breaking Benjamin fan, but I remember this one.
This is a team effort, really.
There's no integrity, especially when somebody's anniversary is on the line.
Yeah,
there was no way we weren't going to help Mark win those tickets.
Not like she would cancel our anniversary if he didn't win the tickets. But you know what? At least now you could go into it with some extra good news. What are you going to get? Hey, you're going to the fair. What fair food are you going to get while you're there?
Man, we go straight for pizza barbecue in the back.
Ooh, that is a soft dude. That always smells so good.
Yeah, you got to follow your nose, man. You can smell that all the way through the whole fair.
Also, I recommend, it's my favorite place to go. I know we're going to stop there for sure. It's Lumberjack Popcorn's there, and you have to get their popcorn. It's amazing.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yes.
Congrats to Mark and his lady going to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Now, if we've talked about something this morning, Rockaholics, that you want to talk about, call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning long, we have received texts and calls from around the region that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But the time has come, and we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Lumen Quantum Fiber. Smart Internet is here. So call us up now if there's something you'd like to chime in on from this morning's show, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Rob in Arlington, your daughter McKenna just competed in the Paralympics, and
yes,
we need an update.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Good to talk to you guys again.
Likewise, my man.
Rob.
Likewise.
Well, she, all of her training before the games, she was shooting out of the world, and she had some vision problems in her first two competitions and didn't shoot as well as she had hoped or as well as she had been shooting in training. So she didn't make finals in either of those two events. And her third event, which is small bore, 22 caliber, she did really well, but just missed the finals and the medals.
Now, I think I saw somewhere she posted that she was ended up with number 13 in the world. I mean, that's still ridiculously impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got to talk to her. She finally flipping called me. And she was super happy with the way she competed and how she did. Of course, she was disappointed because she told me right before she left she expected to make finals in at least two of her events. But she represented the country incredibly for 12 years now. So
yeah, I was going to say, Rob, you have to be so freaking proud. I mean, and also, I don't know about you, maybe because we talked to her and it was a little bit more on my radar. I felt like this year with Peacock and also NBC, and some of the coverage, I felt like the Paralympics got a lot more exposure than past years.
Absolutely, they did. Yes. And Tokyo was ridiculous. She was really disappointed. Everybody was disappointed with Tokyo, obviously. Yeah. But she was super happy, super excited, and now she's going to retire and be the best mom to our only grandchild.
That's so awesome, Rob. Thank you for giving us the update this morning.
The pride just continues to run over the cup. That's awesome, man. That's so cool.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics this morning.
I'm glad someone just texted about this because I definitely want to get your guys' take. Someone said, Migs, what's up with the new Seahawks mascot? I don't know what is going on. And I honestly thought I had a weird dream until I got this text. I forgot about it because I was like, did I just have a dream about the Seahawks having a new mascot, but it's only in Germany? And that's exactly what's going on. They have a new mascot. His name is Bam Seahawk.
Yeah.
Letter C and then Hawk. And he's not, he doesn't wear number zero like Boom, but he looks kind of like Boom. But apparently he's going to Germany, and he's just like a German mascot for the Seahawks. Because I guess in Germany, the Seahawks are a very popular team.
Okay.
But I don't know, is he going to just live there and like hit the bars? Like, what's the deal, you know? It seems kind of strange. It's like, we've welcomed the new mascot, according to a press release, Bam Seahawk. He'll serve as the team's international mascot. So apparently he's going to make his first international appearance on September 15th for a viewing party in Germany.
Oh.
So he is going to just hit the bars.
I love that. That's the gig I want.
It's part of their 12s Everywhere fan engagement program. Do you think that they fly out a guy? Oh, yes. I don't want to like ruin the appeal or the illusion of mascots, but do you think they have like a guy who's going to be Bam or a girl and they fly them out to all these countries, or they just find somebody that could be the mascot there and they just send the outfit to them?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because, I mean, it's a little cheaper just to send out a mascot suit than to send a whole person.
Oh, well, then you have to have the same size person every place so that the costume fits.
And are we the first to have a mascot that's really, their job is just to hit other countries and party with fans from different countries? That seems so different.
I kind of like it.
It's random.
So now we've got Blitz, we've got Boom, and we've got Bam.
Yep, Blitz, Boom, and Bam.
Rockaholics, it was a very exciting week last week for both me and Steve Miggs because our kids got to experience their first days of school, preschool and kindergarten, respectively.
And that's why we weren't here on Friday, because you wanted to be there to watch Barrett get on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That had to be so exciting for him, but just awful for you.
Well, it was rough. There was a lot of tears. And preschool for Tatum.
Preschool for Tatum, yeah.
We're going to hear from her at 9:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
On Friday last week, my son Barrett had his first day of kindergarten, and Migs, on Thursday, Tatum had her first day of preschool.
Big day to be parents, right?
Oh, yeah.
Was it hard to see Barrett get on the bus?
He was so excited all morning. The second he gets up on the bus, I start to lose it. I had to turn and look the other way because I just melted down, completely melted down.
And he's just on the bus being like, this is the greatest
he's
thing
like,
ever.
He's like, bye, Mom. See you never.
See you never.
But he did great.
Well, Tatum, I was not able to be there when, apparently, though, it probably wouldn't have mattered anyway, because Sid's like, yeah, I got there, and she just kind of ran off, and the teacher had to grab her so I could get a picture with her, because she just was so fired up to go to school and didn't even care. But obviously got to see her later on in the day, and we're just BSing while she's eating something, because that's all she does in our house, and that's usually when I get any kind of conversation with her to get some audio. And I decided, yeah, let me go check and see how she was feeling after her first day of school, and here's Tatum giving us a big review of day one of preschool.
That robot dog is cute.
Yeah, that robot dog is cute. Oh, yeah, she saw a robot dog online.
I was like, what?
I don't know. Now she wants it. She won't stop talking about this thing. Like, anytime, she's such a manipulator. Like, we'll be talking about whatever, and she's like, Daddy, did you see the robot dog? Check your email. And I'm like, what is it? She doesn't understand what email is. She's like, Amazon.com is email.
Oh, yeah.
The World Wide Web on your cell phone is email. So she's always like, just like, Daddy, check your email. I'm like, probably because every time she's like asking me a question, she's like, what are you doing on your phone? I'm like, I'm checking my email. Because I am.
Finish this email.
that's what she was talking about.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Did you have fun at preschool yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
What did you like doing there?
The playground.
You like the playground? Did you make new friends?
Yeah, a lot.
You made a lot of new friends?
She's very popular, unlike her father.
Oh, yeah.
She's a
it
real
skips
social
a generation.
She might have skipped a couple generations. Sorry, Dad.
You made a lot of new friends?
A billion.
A billion friends? Were they all nice?
Yeah.
Who was your favorite?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
Maybe everyone.
Maybe everyone is so sweet. What else did you do while you were there?
Yeah, she's sweet. Like her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely got that from mom.
What else did you do while you were there?
I played with a baby.
You played with a baby?
Yeah.
Was it a real baby?
No.
Did you you like your teacher?
What more can you ask for?
That's about as much as I'm going to get out of her.
She made a billion friends, she took care of a baby, and she likes her teacher. That's a big day.
And wants a robot dog.
I like that she mentioned the playground, though, because that's what Barrett, when I asked him how was kindergarten, he said, we had two recesses. That was all I got. Two recesses.
What?
Yeah. Apparently, they get two recesses, and that was the big highlight.
How was he when he came back? Was he exhausted?
No, not really. And then he had a little buddy come over for a minute on Friday, so they kind of played together. So he was wired. He was fired up.
Because according to Sid, when she picked her up, and granted, this is just a half day, so like they were done at noon. And apparently, like, Tatum did not speak for like an hour. And so Sid was worried, like, something going on? Is she upset? And then eventually she just found out, no, she just was so exhausted. Apparently they just go and go hard the entire time they're there. It's just like nonstop playing, nonstop activities. And it took a couple of hours before like Tatum could kind of like become normal again. Like she was just so worn out.
Our kindergarten teacher sent out like basically a warning email. Like, this week is the first full week of kindergarten. Your kids are going to be totally wiped out. So be prepared.
Enjoy it while you can with the playgroundness and the wearing them out. Because Lily, on the opposite side of the spectrum, who's finishing elementary this year, she's in fifth grade. I was like, hey, that's a pretty cool playground. Do you like it? And she goes, Dad, we don't play on the playground anymore. And I was like, well, what
only
do you do?
Losers play on the playground. We smoke cigarettes on the playground.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what do you do at recess then? She's like, walk around and talk. And I was like, about what? Boys. And I was like, okay, well, cool.
Good luck, Danny.
Well, fortunately, still no boyfriend yet. Yes. Because a couple of texters, remember, they were warning me, like, hey, be prepared, she's gonna come back. I mean, they don't know what that even means, but like, she's gonna come back with a boyfriend. No boyfriend, so we're good still.
Stay away. They're scared of her dad. Look at you.
No, I obviously I'm new to this whole thing, you know, with preschool and all that, and I don't know how they do it now with Lily, but I thought it was kind of cool. The preschool sends you like we have an app.
Oh, yeah.
2024, of course.
Yeah.
But you get like the alert that just says Tatum has checked in and then Tatum has checked out. And I'm like, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I just think that was so cool. Like, you know, as a worried parent that's at work, I don't know what's going on. You know, I mean, I get texts from Sid, of course, but it was like kind of nice to at least get that little alert.
Yeah. I don't get an alert necessarily with an app, but they'll call me if there's an absence. Oh. And I also, I'm like, why is this school calling me this early? And then I listen, I'm like, okay. So then I text her mom. Do you know Lily's out? Oh, yeah, she threw up this morning. Okay, cool.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be funny if like, you get an alert and just says, Lily's talking about boys.
Oh,
like,
no.
Son of a bitch, I need to delete this app.
Over the weekend, our Seattle Seahawks won, and new coach Mike McDonald experienced a rubdown from a former player during the game. You're going to hear from Mike during the Daily Migs download after Van Halen.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And our friend Ryan Castle is here. Ryan, we are headed to the Washington State Fair after the show.
No way!
What would you say is the ideal fair food for you?
Oh, man, it's got to be elephant ears, right?
Elephant ears, great pick.
Put it on the list.
Yeah, or funnel cakes.
Krusty Pop? Ears. What about the Krusty Pop?
Sure. You know, my wife and I were talking about it over the weekend. You know, we lived in the Midwest for a while, and while I love the Washington State Fair, if you go to the fair in like Minnesota, Wisconsin,
oh, it's a whole different
Iowa,
vibe.
It's a different level. It's insane.
Yeah. I watch those Food Network shows, and you're right, Washington State Fair is awesome, but it's like a whole other experience.
Yeah, like you have
it's
to,
a way of life.
You have to fast for a month to get ready for the fair in the Midwest. It's insane.
It's amazing. Also amazing. Oh, DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. Also amazing. You're a Seattle Seahawks. It's a tale of two halves, at least with the offense. The defense was great the whole game. Offense looked awful in the first half, turned it on in the third quarter, which was awesome, and ushered in the Mike McDonald era as the brand new head coach with a win to start off the season. So they're 1-0, but the strangest part of the game had to be early in the game. I don't know if you were watching it, Ryan, but at some point, Marshawn Lynch was on the field, and he got up behind our brand new coach, Mike McDonald, while he's still coaching during the game, and gave him a rub down. Just sort of rubbing his shoulders.
Who gave him a field pass?
You know, you can see Mike's look on his face was like, what in the F is going on? And then they just start laughing. And then there's a moment where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm still coaching. I got to worry about this game that's happening right now. And after the game, Mike McDonald did his press conference. And somebody did ask him about beast mode, rubbing him down.
Yeah, I've never had a former player talk to me mid-game. It's pretty cool. I was like, you know, we have like another three quarters to play.
But just to see those guys around, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, he's one of my favorite players of all time. I mean, he's incredible. Yeah, he's funny. He's cool. Like, he came out right behind me, and I found myself talking to him as they were taking the field. I was like, oh, shoot, I need a call on first down.
What did he say to you?
Honestly, I don't know. He's talking about our defense.
Is that your first in-game necro?
Is that what he did? Yeah, I guess I blacked out.
Strong hands, that in-game necro from Beast Mode. At least, like I mentioned earlier, he did not grab this.
Grabbing my ding-ding.
No, because that would have been a lot more awkward with our brand-new coach. Seahawks up next. They hit the road to take it on the New England Patriots, who are fresh off of beating the Cincinnati Bengals. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought that was going to happen. That game will be early at 10 in the morning.
The Seattle Mariners scored 5 runs yesterday in the first inning and then won 10-4 over the St. Louis Cardinals. Yes. Ended up winning the series, and then the Astros lost yesterday, so the Mariners are 4.5 games out.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
They are off today, and we host the Padres starting tomorrow. Let's go, Mariners. This is our year.
Is it? It certainly is. I mean, go Hawks. Hey, the weather, we're going to hit a high of 71 degrees and cloudy. And like you mentioned, we're going over to the Washington State Fair. We'll leave it right after the show. So if you're there early, be on the lookout for us and be sure to say hi. We're going to have a blast, eat some fair food. That's going to be a good time. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.